Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The body of one of two miners missing from a shipwreck near Nome has been recovered. KNOM reports that the individual's body was found by Nome Search and Rescue yesterday on a beach about 7 miles west of the city. The other crew member missing from last Thursday's wreck of the 32-foot-long vessel, which capsized off of Cape Nome, is still missing. One member of the three-person crew made it to shore after the capsize and called for assistance. No names have been publicly released. State troopers and the Coast Guard continue to search for the remaining missing crew member. Officials have not said what caused the boat to capsize. A body was found in a room that burned in a Fairbanks residence Friday. According to a release from the city, fire department crews extinguished flames, which were confined to the second-floor room of the Princess Drive home. The identity of the individual is pending notification of next of kin, and the fire is being investigated. Anyone with information is asked to contact the city deputy fire marshal, Moira Townsend. Meanwhile, firefighters also responded to a blaze at a vacant home in the city yesterday. According to the city, City University and Fort Wainwright Fire Department crews turned out to the structure fire on Noble Street after 1 a.m. Sunday morning. It says the long empty house has endured other fires over the past several years, including in June, a blaze that was determined to be arson. The cause of the most recent fire is under investigation. A new report shows a significant gender pay gap among nonprofit workers in Alaska. Alaska Public Media reports that the 4-Acre Group study on nonprofit wages found that, on average, women in Alaska's nonprofit industry earn 79 cents for every dollar a man earns. Across all industries in Alaska, the most recent data shows women earn 72% of male earnings. I'm Dan Bross.